Welcome to another program of Out There. This week, Brenda Meadows returns. It's been a while. Brenda, how are you doing?
I'm doing just great. How are you?
Fantastic. You are a psychic medium. When did you know that you had this gift?
Well, I think all my life I've known, you know, you can see things and hear things that don't quite make sense. But it really wasn't until I got older, in my 20s, and by the time I was 30, I really had to start being more aware of the spirit world and starting to see through dreams and paying attention. And I think for a lot of people, we have that innate ability. We just tend to stifle it, ignore it. Mm. But the more often you listen to that inner voice, it gets stronger. And for me, my abilities include clairaudience, which is hearing. Clairvoyance, which is seeing, getting images. Clairsentience, feeling, so I'm an empath. And as a psychic medium, when I'm doing a reading, it's my role to decipher what I hear, see, and feel to provide the best possible readings. I work closely with my spirit guides through this, and it takes a lot of faith and sometimes courage.
People say spirit guides. How many spirit guides do we have? Is there like a football team? I mean, is it like, is it a few? People usually tell me two or three.
Yeah,
a few.
To three, maybe to five. You usually have okay. At least one that may stay with you your entire life. Others may come and go depending on where you are in your life's journey.
And these spirit guides, sorry if I cut you off. A question pops in my head. It's probably my spirit guide. What is that, Steve? Yeah, he's saying, have they ever been human, these spirit guides?
Yes, they've lived lives on Earth before, so it makes them better adept at helping us through our life journey.
So many of them have, but I'm guessing maybe not all of them have been, well, you wouldn't know, would you?
Well you're generally, if you're a spirit okay. guide, I'm getting that, yes, they've okay. incarnated before, and they've returned to the spirit world.
What is your spirit guide's name, do you know? His name?
Yeah, I'd rather not Her say name? It. We
okay.
keep it. Yeah,
that's
I do
fine.
Have.
That's
yeah.
fine.
I have several that I work with.
Leo is telling me right now that we need to bring. Okay, we have Angela on the phone, and you're going to do a reading with Angela. Good morning or good afternoon, whatever it is for you, Angela. How you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, great.
And where are you from, Angela? Can we ask?
Marquette.
And you go to school up there, or what do you do in Marquette?
I run an in-home daycare.
Oh, fantastic. Good for you. How long have you been doing that?
5 years.
Do you have any children of your own, Angela?
I do.
Mm. Do you know Brenda at all in any way?
Through mutual family friends.
A little bit, okay.
Yeah, so we've never met.
A little bit.
But I do know. I do know her mother.
Are you open to this kind of thing? Have you looked into this kind of thing before?
Oh, ways? yes, definitely.
Okay. All right, cool. So I'm going to let you guys take care of it. Go ahead.
Okay, so I know you have some questions for me, Angela, but I kind of wanted to start off a bit and just tell you a little bit about what I'm getting. The first thing, I had to laugh today. I was getting ready to go out the door, and I could see you. It felt like you were... You know the expression "trying to herd cats." It feels like that's kind of feels like your life theme at the moment, where you're so busy that you're trying to do the impossible. You know, no one is truly a cat herder, so stop. You know, like I just just try to relax in the situation. Does that resonate with you at all?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Being a cat herder. They said try not to stress so much. I see in your energy field a lot of. You know, green is your heart center, and then right below that is your energy center, which is where your emotional seat is. It's yellow. But I'm seeing kind of a lime green going on with you, where you're definitely working from a love-based energy or working with a love-based energy. But I'm seeing that emotional center coming up into that, which means you're going through mm-hmm. a little bit of stress. So they're saying maybe to try and find a means that where you can quiet your mind and relax a bit, that it is going to work out mm-hmm. all right. So you just see like you have a lot on your plate right now.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to add to that or ask me?
No, it makes complete sense with the arrival of our third child. We'll be here soon. And I just recently today had to quit working, so
okay.
I have to take it easy.
Yeah, so they're saying that's what I'm getting. Yeah, you definitely have to find a time to relax now, take care of you, go inward, mm-hmm. try and mm-hmm. calm that, what they call the monkey voices, the chatter in the brain that says, oh, you must do this, must do this, must do this, and the list goes
on. I know,
hey? Yeah, so you should try and find ways to calm that. I'm also getting to, as you relax, maybe watch your sodium intake. Does that resonate at all? Be careful with that. You know, so I know you think you're probably paying attention, watching, read the labels a little closer, and you know they're telling me just to be careful with that. The sodium might be an issue with you at some point. So yeah, watch your sodium intake. Let's see. Do you have any questions?
I've got a blank mind right now.
Is there, can I just pop in real quick here, and you can tell me yes or no, but a lot of times when we do these readings, like loved ones might have a communication, or do you do anything like that, Brenda?
I do right now. I'm not seeing anyone coming through for you. It's just 'cause there's a lot of emotional energy, you know, okay, at play that, it's not making it easy for our spirit to come through, but I do get a lot of love around you. A lot of energies that are definitely assisting you. And I think you sense it at times as well. So don't discount that. Maybe a song come on the radio. It'll be just the words you need to hear at that time. Pay attention to those things, because they often are the spirit world coming through to let you know that it's going to be all right. Let's see. I'm not seeing. So do you have any questions, though?
Do you have any questions?
I guess.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
My questions, I guess I'm the most concerned about my oldest daughter. I'm so confused when it comes to her and her abilities to just be okay with life. I don't know how to word it exactly.
I get musical around her, very energetic.
Oh, yes.
And joyful. I don't think you need to be so concerned about her or how she's going to adjust. She seems to be such a free spirit to me. I hear laughter, and I hear, you know, almost musical tones around her. That, you know,
I do. I think of her as my sunshine, and I'm trying to show her that you can just try to bring that into. Well, it's her education that's the most confusing for me, and trying to communicate with the people around her, her teachers and things like that, like. She's just free-spirited. She's just a ball of energy. And I'm trying to help shape that into just, like, pay attention in school, follow instructions, get in trouble.
She's having a hard time paying attention.
Yeah.
Attention span. Yeah, she just has so much creative energy. I get definitely stress on the creative. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she's going to be very artistic when she gets older, probably even is now.
Let me ask you, Brenda, there's a lot of kids really that are going through this right now. We're seeing a lot of children that are born much more enlightened. Mm-hmm. And somebody, you know, has made a statement that sometimes kids that are a little attention deficit or anxious, these are really very enlightened souls that are here right now that are going to be part of the change of things that are coming. Is that kind of how you...
Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely a shift going on right now where a lot of the children being born, you know, are gifted. They're you know, from an ascended place.
And they're not understood.
And they're bringing this. And they're not understood, but they're
bringing
this.
Because our school system goes, well, you can't be like, and it's like, but this is we're dealing with, I think your daughter, what I'm saying, Angela, is probably a very gifted child.
I would believe that 100%.
What they call the crystalline children. I would put her in that category. Very, very lighthearted and just joyous. So don't let the teachers... you know, stunt her development. So we're continuing to work with them. She definitely needs some special attention, but she's very intelligent.
Mm-hmm. What can somebody do?
Oh, absolutely.
What can you do if you have a child like that? Because I've heard different things that they say you can do to get them to help focus better. Is there something, get her grounded out in nature more?
Absolutely. Definitely that. But also the dietary things come into play, where you've definitely got to watch her sugar intake, because she's already energetic and she doesn't need that extra stimulant at all. You know, just doesn't need it.
I've tested that theory out, and I informed her teachers of that just actually 3 weeks ago and let them know that we monitor her diet. She doesn't get sugar. She doesn't get to have that extra, like, soda whenever we go through a restaurant. It's just, she can't handle it.
Good.
It makes her almost out of her own body. She's out of control then. Then she becomes manic. And no one wants to be like that. She's too little to know, but we see it as adults.
How old is your daughter, can I ask, Angela?
She's 6.
Oh, wow. Wow.
She's in first grade.
Such a bright light. And you have one more. Is that older or younger?
He's younger.
Is he 2 or 3? 3?
He's going to be 2.
He's going to be 2. Okay, he's 2. Yeah. Yeah, he seems a little bit more grounded in his energy.
Oh,
smiley boy. He's just, you know.
He is.
He's a very, much more of a calming presence. But
he has balanced out our family very well.
Yeah, I can feel that.
Definitely brought some balance to our household.
And isn't that the case, Brenda, that you see a lot with, and I can think of my own brother and sister, that we as beings kind of pick and choose. And there's going to be those that are going to bring a balance. You're going to get one or the other, you know, in relationship dynamics with families. You're going to have children that show up, and generally one's going to be the calm one and one's going to be the excited one. And that's all meant to balance, isn't it?
Yeah, you need that balance, definitely. But again, you know, try not to be too concerned about it and stay firm in how you want your daughter to be treated at school and work with the teachers and hold your ground. You know, don't let them bully you into, you know, making you think that she's doing something wrong or she's not cooperating in school. You know, that's just not... They need to come around.
Yeah, because you can see that it crushes her spirit, and it makes her second guess everything she's thinking, and nobody wants to go through life like that.
No, definitely not. So.
Don't you think there's going to be a time when, let's face it, going to public school, and nothing against the teachers, I think most of them really do the best they can. Nothing against anybody, we're all human, but it isn't the best place to nurture, and maybe there's going to come a time when we'll find a better way, and maybe that better way will be whether it's homeschooling or whether it's being through the internet classes. There's got to be a more loving way to do this, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. There's quite a few different options up here in Marquette that we're looking into just to keep open options because, I mean, if the poor thing is 20 days into school, I mean, now it's been a little bit longer that mom and dad had to be called quite a few times for silly little things that you wouldn't think were a big deal that the teacher's apparently having a problem with. And I understand interruptions and discussing things and kids are kids, but I was like, you know, she has so much energy and she can't sit in a seat and do paperwork and have that curriculum shoved down her face because she's bored. She's bored, to be honest.
Let me ask you,
so
Angela.
I think that we're looking into different options for her. I'm not sure what this will be yet. But
she's just so intelligent. She's going to get bored if she's not, you know, mentally challenged. And she needs some more, I guess, some more challenging opportunities.
Have you noticed, Angela, if your daughter has any kind of, like, psychic abilities or awareness?
Oh, yeah. She's been very aware since she was very little. She used to talk to us about, you know, these plain faces that she would see, and we would just tell her, you know, if they're scaring you, tell them to go away, go to the light. If you have a question to talk, if they want to talk to you, you can talk to them. We've been very open about that. And we have a lot of faith at home, and we have the Christian station on all the time, and so she's her favorite songs. And I just try to remind her when she's feeling frustrated to just say a little prayer for herself, or, you know, and trying to remind her just to break her chains that may be binding her in her frustrations with her teachers or anyone else in the house or whatever. So she's funny about it, and she's like, I think I was breaking my chains today, Mom. You know, they're six. They don't quite get what it... But she loves that song. It's her favorite. So
good for you. You're really helping her.
She gets the understanding of of what we're just doing spiritually. You know, we're not throwing too much religion at her, but we're just keeping it open.
Yeah, good for you. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I keep seeing, like, a blanket or a quilt or you're folding. Do you have a quilt or something that's an older, you know...
Yeah.
Do you have a quilt? Some grandmother? A great grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have your great grandmother's quilt. Okay. I keep seeing you quilt that. So that I do know that the grandmother that belonged to, was that your mother's grandmother, that quilt?
Or do you know? Possibly my husband.
Or your husband? Oh, your father's. Okay. Well, I definitely see an elderly female attached to that. So she may, I believe she's helping, you know, your daughter, you know, as well. She's there. Mm-hmm. So very, you know, so that's definitely an item that that seems to resonate with.
Is that something that Angela's daughter can call on? If we know this.
Yeah, this is very comforting. She feels scared, just tell your daughter to just maybe hold on to that quilt and, you know, talk to grandma, you know, just know that grandma's there with her.
Yeah, and she made that quilt for her.
She did. Oh, okay, gotcha. All right.
Wow,
gotcha.
That's something.
See the quilt. Okay. And before we called you, I did pull a couple of angel cards. I wanted to see, you know, if we had some more information. The first one that came up was courage. So definitely just keep the faith and have courage that it's all going to work out. I can feel it. I know you're going to be just fine. And right behind courage was Archangel Michael with protection. So have courage and know that you are protected.
Definitely.
Was it funny, Angela?
Just because I'm so pregnant and, you know, changes all upon us and it gets scary and stuff like that. So, you know, when so much change is happening in your life and a child is bringing life into the world and it's seeing God's magic working right in front of you, but then to bring that to your family, and then you just have so many fears that can creep in, and trying to keep them at bay can be a process sometimes. So that's
Oh, good, good.
That's funny.
And then following that, I pulled up gratitude. So, you know, I can feel that about you. You are grateful for all that you've been provided. And continue along that vein, because it draws more positive energy into your life. It raises your vibration. Mm-hmm. Definitely continue to show gratitude for everything. And then following that is communication. So I think that's the thing you're talking about, your daughter, communicating with your teacher, communicating with your daughter, you communicating with your husband, even communicating with your unborn child. You know, it's all about communication, keeping those doors open, you know, because you keep anything, if you keep it held, if you hold it inside, that's where it starts to fester. So definitely if anything's coming up or you need to talk about something, find someone to communicate with, especially if you are starting to feel a bit stressed or things are getting overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Communicate. Communication is key.
Awesome. So. Yeah.
Anything else that you want to ask Angela? And if not, we can let you move on. Otherwise, feel free. Go ahead and ask.
Absolutely.
Just one more, I guess, topic. There, like I said, about changing. And I am also, I would consider myself very free-spirited and always looking for the next thing in life and what's going to happen. What can we plan for or try for? And it just keeps us moving forward. I'm not, like, going to take away from God's plan and I'll just take what happens, but it's the opposite of my husband, who is like Mr. you know, he's in a rut kind of guy. He's very logical and likes to be very routine. So I guess we've been playing around with the idea of moving out of state, or we've been playing around with the idea of trying to find or fix our house. And it's kind of like one of those questions that have been kind of eating at my brain for such a long time, like, what is the best thing for our family? And I know it's a hard decision to make, and we've educated ourselves in both options, like stay here and fix things or sell our house and move. And that is just something that I have no idea what's going to happen. And I don't know if they have any enlightenment on that for me, use my mind on it.
They say you need to give this a little bit more time, you know, if your heart is really set on moving, and you have explored other options and looked at the pros and cons of the situation, and you still feel it's good, then go for it. They said, continue to look into it. Don't dive in. Don't dive in without preparing. Just said, just make sure you've got your bases covered. So it can be a momentous change to move, to pick up and move. So make sure you have your bases covered before you embark on that kind of grand adventure. They said you'll be okay. Just keep doing your research.
You know, I wanted to interject something too, because we've asked these questions before when we've had different people, different mediums and psychics on, and people like yourself, Angela, and you and your husband, you're wondering what is our best move. And really, any move is really, you have many, many options. The universe isn't probably saying, well, and on this date, October 10th, you're supposed to. So we have a lot of freedom. You believe we have a lot of freedom, Angela, to kind of pick and choose and create. So there's like outcomes that may be more favorable. And if you feel that desire, then maybe there is something behind.
Yeah, I mean, I can feel the energy, the momentum building, how we're going, we're leaving, we're moving. But then I feel like the brakes just got put on, that I stopped. So look a little deeper into that.
It's one of those heart-wrenching questions, because it would be leaving our super tight friend family to be closer to a partial friend of our family that has already moved down there.
Oh, I see.
My godson's down there. My best friend's having another baby. So it's like I'm so torn. And that's why it's like, let's just do it. And then I stop and I say, no, we can't go anywhere.
That's why I'm feeling, you know? The stop then. You feel like the brakes suddenly just got put on.
Yeah, well, because reality is I can't walk away from my house tomorrow, and there is no date in mind, but I just don't know. I just want to know if that's what we'll do someday. I guess it's a weird...
Keep asking and keep searching.
Praying
and
about it.
Keep looking at all the options, because you have the power within you to make that final decision without the spirit saying, yes, Angela, mm-hmm. you're going to move, and it's going to be grand, and everything's going to work out, and they're just not doing that. They're telling you to do a little more research into that before you commit.
And don't they want you to kind of figure it out
yeah.
for yourself?
Yeah. We did. We went down and we looked at houses, and we looked at 5 houses, and we don't... I told my husband, I said, as great as that was, it's just such a different thing. I told him, I said, I don't want to buy a house that's going to be older than what we already own kind of
right.
situation. You know, you don't want to go into something that could be a bunch of problems. And,
absolutely.
And we're trying to be really... logical and reasonable about it, and even have that, and he's so open to any of my crazy wacky ideas, so he goes along with it, but then he's all like, yeah, we're not going to do that, because that won't be smart enough, that's not a good choice for us, and so he pulls me back from my pipe dream a little bit.
But it's good to have those dreams, it's good to explore
oh,
options
yes.
and opportunities, and I see you're doing that, and then again, I'm still just kidding, continue to explore that, don't say no to it, don't
yeah.
shut the door on it, be absolutely open.
Okay.
And look for the signs, and if there comes in dreams
yeah.
or, you know, take counsel from people in your life, in the physical as well.
Yeah.
And explore all of that before you commit 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Where is this location that you're talking about, Angela?
It would be down towards Appleton, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
So it would be 3 hours away from where we currently are.
And that's not
and
too
like I
far.
Mentioned,
that's not too far.
It's really not. It's not. And like I was really concerned about our daughter. You know, we talked about Mia, my daughter, and she having that just maybe more opportunities down there for her
right.
if we needed to go that route.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm keeping open every option. But at the same time, I mean, I've never lived anywhere other than the small community. And so being down there, it's exciting. And we have some family and friends down there. I know I can build a support system. That's not a problem. It's just... I'm not used to that extra travel and that time frame and the just the hustle and bustle of a big city. That would be, not sure if I could handle that after
right,
a while.
Right.
I might want to just go back home. that's it. We go, you know, I go back and forth a lot. So it's not something I could ever make a decision on right now in my current state anyway.
Right.
So
yes,
I know that.
Yes. So there's time. I get there's
you know,
time.
No, and let me just throw this out there, and this may not even be close to what you're thinking right now, Brenda, but I also look at people that have kids that are advanced, aware, enlightened, you know, these crystals that are coming along, rainbows or whatever. And if you go to a city, you have, well, there's still opportunity to go to parks and things like that. But the great thing about living up here is that you can step outside your door and you've got nature right there next to you.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's something to consider, because I think nature, don't you think, Brenda, is so vital?
It is. It is, and it raises our vibration as well. Step outside, listen to the birds, or just
mm-hmm.
getting out and breathing the fresh air.
And being able to walk
so
on the grass with your feet,
yeah.
having that contact, or going into the deep woods, which we have here, to me, that raises my vibration more than anything, being out away from all the electronic devices. That allows
mm-hmm.
us, because those affect us as well, don't they? Would that affect
they
your
do.
Daughter?
Well,
more.
Yeah, the electronic devices do impact us. They impact our energy field. So my guides call them unhealthy distractions. So walk away from them at times. We know, you know, they're a necessary part of our life. We need our cell phones at times, and we need, I guess, other electronics. But it's good to step away from that from time to time. You know, give your energy field a break. You know, just go outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get in touch with nature. You know, revitalize. You know, just
you guys do much of that with your daughter and your kids?
Oh yeah, we have a very large backyard, and it actually matches up with one of the trails that you're not allowed to have RVs on it, so it's like a walking biking trail. So other than snowmobiles in the winter, it's straight up walking, hiking, running, and the sled dog races go right behind our house.
Oh wow!
On the way to Minas Thing.
That's
so
cool.
We have a prime location, and to walk away from it, it's that's a lot too of part of the problem, like, well, what we lose and gain and all that stuff. So yeah, we do. We spend a lot of time outside, and I have a garden every year and things like that. So
well, it sounds like you do have a lot to consider, and again, I still keep getting
mm-hmm.
that continue to explore it, you know, just don't dive
yeah.
in. and you are, so that you're doing everything right.
Yeah,
well, I'm also, I think, on the next chapter of my professional life, I'm no longer going to be doing daycare. We made that decision. I've been going back and forth for almost a year about when to quit, when to stay, when to go. And I think at this point, for my children's just energy, no more people coming in and out of the house, no more kids, no more daycare stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work.
It is. I think that's where I'm getting the herding cats from.
I need to find a center of self. For me, I need to find out who I am again, because, you know, you get married and buy a house and have kids, and then I didn't forget who I am, but I'm more or less like on the back of the list.
They show me, you know, your heart, and it's complete. Your heart is full, and that's beautiful.
That's
you definitely work from your heart space. So continue doing that. It helps draw
my positivity. I
shouldn't
walk around saying that I'm heartless.
You're absolutely not. No. You are just the opposite. You are all heart.
I jokingly say that because I'm heart. I can be very blunt and harsh, but a kind word come out. And it's funny when you have those moments that overcome you and you don't even, they're not even your own words. They're your spirit guide's words. They're God's words saying them to someone else. Because sometimes I'm like, where did that come from? You know, and I know where it came from, but I don't say anything to anyone around me because I don't need them to question what I may have said. Because they needed to hear it, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. But I know I jokingly about that because sometimes I have no filter and things just fly out of my mouth and I'm like, hope you're ready for that one, you know? Especially with my mother, who is hilarious also.
Yeah,
you know her. And she's very fun.
So Angela is an indigo.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I'm taking away, maybe. Mm-hmm. An indigo, kind of one of the indigos.
Indigo.
The ones that are very outspoken.
Yeah, I could see that definitely indigo energy around you. Mm-hmm. But I do see violet energy too, which is a good thing. That, you know, means that you do have your own gifts and you do tap into them. Usually I see that energy is around a more gifted person. So definitely I see that amethyst violet energy going on around you. So, and I know I'm, you know, speaking to the choir, but definitely continue to listen to your inner voice. It's a strong one. Yeah, you definitely have that ability. And I don't know how your dreams, too. I get a sense that you actually have dreams, too, that are more powerful than some people. Yeah, pay attention to that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's interesting because, you know, you get up and you wake up and have a dream, and I can remember, I could write a book on them. But they're so personable, and they're not sometimes about me or nothing. And I want to, like, search newscasts and find out what is happening somewhere because I know that sounds interesting. I don't know if that sounds
I know exactly.
Enough,
yeah,
but
as I'm saying, you definitely get information through your dreams, so pay attention to your dreams.
You know, where is this going on? I just had a dream about a courthouse last night, and I woke up, and they were changing the prosecution, and I don't even know where that would come from, and I don't know anything about a trial. That is not anything in my life, and I didn't watch a law show recently. So it was like, what is happening? And I found that very interesting. I don't know.
That could be also maybe, because when you say that, Brenda, because I've had those kind of things too, there could be other dimensional, multi-dimensions. If we're playing out in more than one place, could we be tapping into some of those things as well?
Yeah, you could be. I think in this case, though, it's just related to your own life. It may not mean that there's a court
anything.
Case that you're tapping into, but just if you feel like you're being persecuted almost, you know, that kind of dream can come up as well.
I was on the other end. I was on the defense, I think.
Okay,
I was on the defense
you're on the defense, so you're defending.
Yeah.
You're defending, are you trying, is it, you're defending your beliefs or defending someone else's beliefs or situation?
It was interesting. It was an interesting trial that I honestly don't really quite remember the topics. It was more or less just the feeling of the people, the judge, the feeling that you were getting from the such shifting and the politics of the whole, how things work. And I know that I have some family that struggles with the legal system, and they have constantly been getting themselves into trouble. And so, you know, it just popped in, and it was probably, it wouldn't be surprised if it's related to them, but there's not much I can really do for them other than give them some prayers and hopefully that the outcome can change their life for the better.
Yeah, well, like you said, you are on the defense, so you are defending someone. So basically, you do that in life. I think you do speak up for people. You do, you know, you're there for the underdog. You will help someone if they really need it. So when I say you have a big heart, I see that coming into play again. So just, you know, keep up with that. Keep up with the good work. You know, your spirit guides do applaud you. You're definitely a good person. You know, so just, again, keep courage. You know, have courage that it's going to work out all right. You have some definitely some very powerful spirits working with you. Good energies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Is there anything more you want to ask at all?
No, I don't think so. That was. I'm not thinking of anything right now, so I appreciate your time. And
my pleasure.
Definitely enlightenment.
Yeah, thank you for allowing me the
thank
opportunity.
You. Yeah.
I really appreciate it. And
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, just if you need to contact me, if you have questions afterwards, you know, feel free to contact me if you need to go through your mother or whatever.
Definitely.
Do, you know, because if anything comes to you after this, post-podcast, you know, please contact me. Yeah.
Because I know
draw a blank when you're in the hot seat and you get to ask questions and and the information's coming at you. So just let me know. You know, I'd be glad to help.
Okay, well, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a great day, Angela.
Oh, have a great day, Angela.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So when she was talking about with her daughter going through being a gifted child, I've heard that from other parents as well. That have said, there's a friend of mine, her son is similar to that, and she's debated about picking up and going somewhere else where they thought, I wonder if a lot of people are facing that right now or thinking about that, where they could go somewhere else where maybe their child would blossom more. So maybe that's a dilemma some people are facing.
I'm sure they are. I definitely see crystalline energy around her daughter, so I would consider her a crystal child. But they're a very high vibrational, very in tune, very musical, very artistic type of personality.
And they're really here. What is going on with my chair? They're really here to, they're going to be the change that's coming.
Yeah, they're here to help raise the vibration of this dimension and to bring about change, positive change, you know, in a peaceful way.
They're very
loving, very kind people.
I know of the Indigos, those were the ones that were more outspoken that came here earlier. And a lot of them go back to the 80s. The 90s maybe, and even before that. And they're very outspoken because they had to get the attention to change. And then we had what's called the crystals, the more gentle, and the rainbows or combination.
I've heard the rainbow. Yeah, the rainbows I think are like the crystalline children too. But we're definitely seeing a kinder, more gentle
seems like they're so aware.
Wave of children being born.
They're so aware too at such a young age.
It's so intuitive, yeah.
It's like when I was a kid, you could pull the wool over my eyes, and I did the same thing. I did the same thing with my son when he was little, you know. I used to tell him, you know, when I was a boy, we had to swim to school. He goes, what are you talking about, Dad? I said, this was all a big ocean. He goes, no, it wasn't. And now, you know, my grandson, there's no way I'm going to be able to do, you know, tell him those things because he just knows, you know. It's a difference of awareness.
He'll be telling you things.
Probably. Telling me things as well. So moving on with our conversation, because there's probably other things we want to discuss. But in a way, this kind of leads right into what you and I wanted to talk about. At least you can talk about whatever you want. But, you know, we see these great changes going on the planet. And we have these great disasters, we have the shooting that took place and all these things, and it's so easy to fall into, oh my goodness, this is horrible. And, or maybe those poor people out there that are going through this, and you and I maybe have a different take on this, and it's wonderful that you share this with me, and you're willing to share it now, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And tell us what you think about all of this stuff that's going on right now.
Well, in the first place, you know, we're being encouraged to let go of old, outworn, fear-based patterns. So whenever something happens, you know, and I can imagine I'd be slightly afraid of a hurricane or barreling down on the city where I lived. But they're saying to understand that the Earth is going through a frequency shift. We're moving into a more love-based frequency. And when something terrible happens that we perceive as terrible, good comes out of it as well because it opens up our hearts to compassion. Donations flow in from this past hurricane in Houston and Florida, and people open up their hearts. And when you send that energy to, you know, a situation like that, you're even more open to the frequency that's coming in right now, this higher vibration frequency, the love-based energy. So you can say that, yeah, it's all terrible and the hurricanes, it's the end of the world, it's the apocalypse coming, but I don't believe it. I don't at all believe that.
What about global warming? What do you think of that? Is that a real thing?
I don't believe in global warming. I believe in, you know, cycles of Earth, climate cycles. And we're going through a climate cycle right now that can be disastrous at times, you know, whether it's the hurricanes or, you know, the floods and that, but This is going to pass. This is going to pass. It's part of a natural change, exactly.
That the Earth is going through, from what I understand of it, the Earth is moving to, I've heard people say, the fifth dimension. I don't even know what that means. I know there was a group of people that called themselves the fifth dimension, and they played music. But that's not it. And so if we're moving to a higher vibration, going from the third dimension to the fifth dimension, and the Earth is actually leading the way, the only way we can do that is if we're balanced. So this is why all of us are being challenged to be balanced. The Earth is balancing itself with all these disasters.
Right. Well, the Earth is going whether we change or not, and hopefully taking us with her.
Right.
Because we're going to change one way or the other.
We don't have a
but
choice.
But my guides are saying, if you want to make it easier on yourself, mm-hmm. try and be open, be more loving, be compassionate, tap into that. You know, love is the most powerful energy in existence, and it'll ignite the divine spark within that allows you to more easily manifest what you need to fulfill your life's journey. So basically, you want to work with that powerful energy.
All these things.
Don't stifle it. Don't sit in that fear-based
state
of mind.
All these things we see going on right now, Democrat versus Republican. You know, they got a big thing in the NFL about should they kneel or should they? And it's like these are all division. And really, the great thing that can come out of all of it is coming together. And sometimes you need division, things to stand out in order to, like we've seen before, come together on some of these things. So what is your take on all those? Are those just distractions, or are they part of what has to be played out in order for us to heal?
It depends on your mindset. It can be a distraction if that's all you focus on, and if you, you know, add to the worry and the fear of the situation. But if you can stand back and just feel, you know, love for and compassion for other people, despite what their beliefs are, you can hold to a more vibrant frequency. And that's what my guides are saying. They said, don't fall into that trap of being pulled along by other people's worries and fears. You know, find your inner calm. You know, move forward on a positive note. You know, like I said, the Earth is changing. Be a part of the positive frequency. You say you're going to change eventually, but you know why go into it? You know, kicking and screaming.
So
you know, sail into it easily.
If the Earth is changing,
it can go much more smoothly.
The Earth is changing to a higher vibration, and it's becoming a place where it no longer. It's kind of was explained this way to me by some other mediums too. The Earth allowed us to take space on it millions of years ago. And the Earth allowed us to play out the role of duality, separation from God, which is a lot of negative energy. And now the Earth has made a decision. It no longer wants to support that and wants to just support love. And so that's where the Earth, this is why the Earth is kind of going in that direction.
Absolutely. You know, that's why I keep saying it's a love-based frequency.
And so the Earth is kind of a living thing going, making its own decisions, going, you know what? I let you guys do all this stuff for all this time, and I love you. I love everybody, but, you know, Mama doesn't want to do that anymore.
Right.
Mama
exactly.
would like to be a place of love and joy. Now, I've got to imagine there's other places in the universe where people could experience that, if that's what they wanted. Would there be other planets?
You mean the duality,
yeah.
the negativity? Well, sure. We're co-creators in our own right. We carry the divine spark, which makes us a powerful creator.
So somewhere in the galaxy, if somebody wants to experience duality, separation from God, they can go, well, on planet Zorro or whatever, you can reincarnate there.
Exactly, and best of luck to you.
And good luck going through that again.
Yeah, I'd much rather go into a higher dimension.
So what do you envision? Because I've heard many people talk about that, this shift, this change, this vibration, are we going to notice a difference?
It's happening now. So if you're open, you're noticing it.
Is there going to be like a huge difference?
I believe at some point there is going to be where you are going to just shift, where it's going to be the final stage and you're going to shift into this higher vibration. I see just pure light, just golden light.
People say we're going to have light bodies.
Exactly.
And, I mean, there's some really good psychic mediums that I respect, and the guy that channels Archangel Metatron, James Tiberin, talks about that we are going to be more, not carbon-based. I think we're carbon-based now, right? We're
going to be crystalline-based.
Crystalline-based and light body energy. And then also that we will no longer know what illness is.
Exactly.
Hunger, all these things that are material world. Our bodies are really shifting to change in that, right? And age and all things like that.
Exactly.
So that's where we're going. Now, what about those of us that refuse to do that? Are we going to get snuffed out? I mean, not that anybody's snuffing us out, but are we going to be left behind in like a false earth? There's kind of a theory about that as well.
I've heard different theories, and no one's going to get left behind. You know, there might be a place that where they can go to still learn the lessons that they want to learn. But
will there be two earths? Will there be two earths existing?
I've heard that there would be two earths, that there is one plane that's a bit less energetic where people can go where they're still not quite there, but eventually everyone is going to ascend.
Right, if that's what we choose.
But I would
because it's always a choice too.
There's always a choice. I would choose the higher road.
Well, yeah,
choose the higher
right.
Vibration.
We're gonna. we've been down this.
We're encouraged to, you know, not focus on. Well, I might make it just halfway. I think I'll go to this lower vibrational earth for now.
Well, and then
until
also if you've been here many times, which I know I have, maybe you haven't. This is kind of like your first time here.
Yeah.
And you come from another place, and so where you're from, it's not like this at all, right?
Right. Right. It's yeah. My soul is from a different higher dimension, but.
So
but like there are others like me that we came here for the first time because we want to try and help. We want to be here
be
through
this
ascension process
all this
and to assist, to serve the light
and
bring others into the light.
And that's why you do this, right?
That's why I do this, yeah.
Now, going back to your days when you worked in garden at, okay, never mind. We won't go back to those days. But you've always felt like you were psychic. Right?
I've always known it, yeah. But okay. But you hide it. When you work in a conventional job, you bury that. You just don't talk about it.
Absolutely. And but I remember you told me
that's hard to do. You deny yourself. That's not healthy for anyone.
No,
to do that.
It isn't.
At
but
a certain
I think
point, you have to break free.
We all kind of have to do it a little bit.
Yeah.
I can't go on the air tomorrow on the radio.
Right.
And this is why I do a podcast, because I'd love to be able to do this on the air.
Yeah.
And but it's just, you know. I don't think people are quite ready. So
not
I can,
quite ready, but it's changing.
I
more
can tone
more people
it down.
Are open now than I'd say even 5 years ago or certainly 10
absolutely.
Years ago. I see people who are more interested in this and knowing more about where we can go and how we can help ourselves here and each other. It's becoming less self-serving. We need to be more open to assisting each other here.
Absolutely. And all these things are setting us up. And then all these children.
That's right, they are.
Like Angela's child who some in society will view as difficult, really, the way it was explained to me, if somebody's attention deficit, which really they aren't, because when you put a label on something, then it becomes that. But they just have so much clarity that they can actually see and sense other dimensions and things going on all at once. And this is why they're so energetic.
Exactly.
Because they're taking in so much that they don't even understand completely on their conscious level. But they're on a deeper level, a subconscious level, they're picking up all these different things and awareness that the rest of us probably aren't.
Yeah, so we really need to find different ways of teaching them so they can get to that point where they are then teaching us, because they really are here incarnate to be the teachers and to change the vibration here, to help us shift into this higher frequency.
So if somebody has a child like that, what is your best advice? Is there several things they can do? I mean, we talked about getting in nature and getting grounded.
And patience. Show patience for these children because they're trying to adapt but to you, a dimension that
if you're dealing with, you know, public schools, maybe that isn't always the case.
And if a child like that can be homeschooled, I would recommend that route as well,
okay.
if you have the opportunity.
See, if I had another child now, I don't know if I'd want them to go to public. No offense to anybody that belongs to public school. I think the teachers do absolutely the best they can. But there's going to be a fair amount of bullying and those kind of negative things, which I guess we need to face a little bit to strengthen us up. But I don't know if I'd want to put my kid through that, knowing what I know now, you know, as a parent. It's like,
well, these crystalline children are kind, but they're strong too. They're very
so
resilient
they can
because they
that.
Knew, so they can deal with this. You'd
they
rather they
it.
Not have to. But they can transmute negativity. They can, you know, turn a negative into a positive situation, especially as they get older and they learn to adapt. But it's those, you know, growing pains, and unfortunately it's coming from the people around them, their teachers and maybe their peers that make it challenging. But they will overcome it, or they wouldn't have incarnated.
That's true. So when you were talking about with Angela about her next child, and I was going to ask, do we pick our parents before we come here?
Yes, you do.
So her child that she's carrying now, this is all planned out.
Yeah.
I'm going to be with this mama and this family for whatever wisdom that they can, and maybe sometimes.
And the guidance, because Angela is just perfect for that, because she's intuitive in her own right, and she already knows how to help her daughter.
But not only that, we sometimes go with others that we've gone with before.
Like, and you do. We do incarnate oftentimes with the same families.
Soul families.
Yeah. Soul families, yes, thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so soul families, just to get a better understanding of this, Brenda, somebody talked about how when we were all created as aspects of light or divine thought or whatever you want to call it, it was done so that we would have a group, so we could experience things as a group, and that's what our soul family is.
Absolutely. We're never meant to fly solo. You know, we're part of a larger cosmic family, a larger spiritual family, and we make agreements before we incarnate here of who we're going to be with and who we'll likely meet, and even situations that we decide will be a part of. You and I talked about this, you know, before we're born. Not every aspect of our life here is laid out for us, but we do see what's generally going to happen to each of us. And
do we have the freedom to change that?
Well, it depends. If it's part of your soul contract, no, you're not going to change it. But if it's, you know, a certain instance, well, I think I'll go to the store today. Well, no, I won't. I mean, smaller things, of course, you change. But the bigger things, if you're here to impact someone or be a part of someone's life, generally that doesn't change. You're going to go through that. You know.
So if I chose to be, let's say, the guy that goes into get hit by a bus. I've always wanted to do that. Can't change that, you're saying?
If that's what you came here and you decided that's what you're going to do, then, you know,
boom,
go for it.
I'm going to go catch the city bus. Oh, boy, here they come. Hope I got my ticket. Oh, I dropped it. It's in the road.
No, let's hope that doesn't happen to you, TJ.
I
don't think that's your destiny. No.
See, I kind of believe that we can change it, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but I like the thought of nothing really is that big of a deal when you think about it. This is just, everything here is an illusion. So as long as it wasn't something, well, I think anything, really. It's kind of like I've studied a lot of people that have had experience before they were born. There was books written about life before life. And so what we did before we came here, we kind of had a general outline of what we want, but we have this great freedom to create and change. And this is what we have when we have out-of-body experiences at night, is that we're planning. We're always planning, always creating.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that, you know, I can still alter and go whatever direction. Chances are it's not going to change. I know the path I'm on.
Well, you carry the divine spark, so you're a creator in your own right. We all are. But I wouldn't, you know, to backtrack a bit, and you said this is an illusion. I've heard that too, and my guides never call this an illusion because it minimizes why we're here and what we're doing.
Okay.
It's a created reality. But take it a day at a time if you need to scale back. You know, it's just the most important thing, again, I just keep getting this, just try and hold a love-based frequency.
Yeah.
If you want to sail through the changes that are going on right now and be a part of it in a big way, you know, hold the love space for yourself and for others. You know, be compassionate. That's the key. That's it right there.
And there are many things that are created, let's put it that way, that are trying to steal that love and joy from us. So we have, you know, if you're not feeling great or not feeling the love, television can affect that. Movies can affect that.
Computers, electronic devices, cell phones, you know, cell towers, all of these electronics that are discordant with our energy field. So like I mentioned to Angela on the phone, you know, my guide suggests, you know, scaling back a bit whenever you can. If you need to step away, get outside, or find some quiet time away from all of this so that you can rebalance, because it really can have an impact on
these devices. Were deliberately created, I believe, to keep us from realizing.
Yeah, they're unhealthy distractions.
Keeping us from realizing who we truly are.
Yeah.
Because there are those that don't want us to do that.
Sure, there's a dark aspect of this dimension, absolutely.
And
but as we shift into a higher frequency, that darkness is dissipating,
yes.
It's going. It can't hang on. It can't.
They know that.
And they know that.
This is why we're having more turmoil and fear-based things going on.
I believe
in
that,
part,
too.
Because, oh, no, no.
I'm trying to hang on to what they
have. You guys got to be afraid of this. It's going to happen. A lot of people are afraid that maybe we could wind up in a nuclear war. And what do you see when you look at, have you looked at that at all?
Yeah, I don't see a nuclear war happening.
Me neither. And I also know that because we have a lot of space brothers and sisters, I don't think they're going to let that happen.
I agree with you.
Because they've been interfering, going back to when we first started dropping these things, they started showing up. And
we're actually intervening, might be a better word, not interfering, but
yes, they're intervening
on our behalf. Yeah, they're,
and so they've shut down missile silos in this country and Russia and other places. So after talking to some people that have had contact with these beings, they said that there's a federation of light that doesn't interfere, but they will step in to keep us from destroying ourselves.
Yeah.
And they've only decided to do that because we chose to raise the vibration on the planet. We're going to join the planet. So they're going to step in to not allow us. I mean, that's the description I've heard. How do you take on all that?
No, I agree. You were definitely, like I said earlier, part of a larger cosmic family. And although I don't, work as much with the ETs, I'm not a part of that group. I work definitely with people and their spirit guides in the spirit world. I do believe in that, I know that there's more help out there than just our spirit guides, and it's a good thing, because it's a large universe. I think it's really arrogant of us to think we're the only ones.
And it'd also be kind of naive of us to think that there's all the beings in the universe, they're all from the light. Well, not necessarily.
Not necessarily, no. We have some out there that may not be our friends.
But the ones that are working with us here, the majority of them that we aren't even aware of, you and I were talking about some of the different ones in the past, the Sirians. They're kind of working with us.
Yeah, Sirians, and you hear the word Arcturians.
The Arcturians. Tell me a little bit about
them. Pleiadians. The Arcturians, I'm not the expert on any of that. I've read a little bit about it, but to my knowledge, I'm not working directly, with any of them.
So you don't have any that are around you?
Not that I'm aware of, anyway. I said, my focus and my purpose here is really to work with people on their life's journey, and that means working with them and their spirit guides, and maybe, having a little bit of knowledge about the ET aspect, but it's not my focus.
And a lot of them are in spirit, too. I mean, a lot of these ETs are
they're in spirit, but they're in a higher dimension. They're from a higher dimension, so they'd be spirit in spirit form to us.
Right.
Yeah, they resonate at a higher frequency, and so maybe they're coming in from the fifth dimension or the sixth.
And then there are those also that are physical, like us.
Yeah.
That are coming here with their ships and that kind of thing.
Yeah, because you've communicated with other people who have actually had contact.
And I saw one time.
And you saw one, yeah. So, it's cool.
So, there's a lot going on. And I guess the main message I wanted to say is that while at times it seems like it's chaotic, well, it's a good chaos because it's meant to be. And the part of dividing away from others is deliberate. So we can, like you say, like Joy always says, hold the space. Hold the space.
Hold the light.
Hold the space, hold the light. And it seems like it's difficult, but if you just go back to love, having love for everybody, and put yourself in a loving place if you can't. Just put yourself in a loving place.
That's it.
And then it's a piece of cake after that. Everything.
Yeah, that's just a cake.
You're totally enlightened, and you can... create food in an instant thought, and that's what Brenda does every day. She doesn't even go shopping. She just
don't listen to him.
Oh, hey, thanks for the chicken. She just made me some chicken.
I did not.
Well, that's right. She doesn't eat meat, probably. So do you still?
No, I do. I do eat meat.
Yeah. Okay, so thanks for the chicken.
Come on, TJ.
This is unleavened bread she just gave me. This is incredible. You just had this basket.
Yes,
and then
I'm ready to go out into the bay and walk on water. Yes.
Oh, next show we'll be doing on the water, by the way. No, but I think, we all can become that someday. I really believe all of us are meant to become masters in a way that what Jesus was trying to show us and other enlightened beings was that we all could be.
Well, absolutely. We're moving towards the era of enlightenment and... let go of the darkness, let go of the fear-based energies, the limitations.
Even our physical bodies.
Be all that we could possibly be here.
And join the army, be all we can be, is that what you're saying?
No, not that direction.
Okay, just taking it one step further, trying to read into it. Anything else you want to tell us at all? It's so nice to see you. So I'm glad that you came in.
Thank you for having me. No, that was pretty much it. Again, just hold space for yourself and for each other, and send the loving energies.
If somebody wants to,
and don't hold yourself in a space of fear and anger and grief. Let it go.
Yeah,
it's a lot of baggage to carry around.
And the grief part is hard for people.
It is.
And how do they release that?
You work on it.
Okay.
And keep asking for assistance from a higher power.
Sometimes they can just kind of take that away from you. I know Debbie would say, just ask the angels to take it away.
Absolutely.
And sometimes it really worked for
me. But it does work, absolutely. But you've got to keep trying. Don't give up.
Okay, you know? I give up. I'm done. Kidding. All right. Well, it's great to see you. Is there a, if somebody wants to contact you, what's the best way to go about doing that?
Okay, well, you can contact me through email, and my email is Meadows, that's Meadow with an S, dot 444B at gmail.com. Or you can go to my website at psychicsouljourney.weebly.com.
Wow. I didn't know you had a website.
I just got it back up yesterday.
You're coming up in the world here a lot.
Yeah. It's all about change.
That's good.
Positive change.
It's funny because you stepped away from this a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, for about a year and a half.
And you
felt I had to take time. The frequency was shifting to a point where I had to step away. It was just becoming overwhelming. And I can feel the positive shift again coming back around.
That's awesome.
Back to doing readings.
That's kind of the way I felt about it, too. It's like I was doing my show and I just thought, I don't know. I don't want any more I want to really talk about. And now I'm feeling differently again. So
yeah, it's
kind of the same thing. Huh?
Yeah, we're getting a boost of energy again.
Ooh, that
get
was
back,
a good
get
one.
Get back to it.
That was a good boost. Give me some of that unleavened bread over there and we'll be good here.
Yeah. Well, I just want to thank all of you who are listening to the podcast. And feel free to contact me. And in the meantime, be safe, be well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.